So yeah, I don't know. This is it's difficult to ask questions to someone who's like got such a the whole background of like Qualtrics. Like, you know, I know you guys are the experts in this, so.
Yeah, no, not at all. Go for it. No wrong, right way to do it.
One of the things that we just there's kind of these questions we're asking, and the big one that we're asking everyone is like, when you're moving, when you're looking at kind of moving forward with voice AI, if there's anything that you could kind of wave like a magic wand at and just make it better, or you know, you would just wave it at that. Is there anything?
We're talking about this a lot. And actually, Aaron and Stuart were here just, I don't know, a month or 2 months ago, whenever that was. We were showing them some of the things that we're doing, kind of on the innovation side of trying to move a lot of the old school survey-based type responses to things that are going to be more natural than that. Voice is a great example of that. One of the challenges in doing so right now is latency and cost. And what Stuart was showing me, which I think that you guys are trying to solve, I just haven't spent enough time on it myself to understand, is as a global company, obviously, I think the language picker part, so to say, it has gotten easier. The latency, depending on where that capability is served from, in which data center, from in which location, right, globally becomes harder, because then it's, at least that I know, I don't know of one specific partner that you can pick that's going to be great at all three of those things today. I think what I understood a little bit more, and I didn't know before talking to Stuart about this more deeply, is you might have to have multiple providers in different regions to be able to make sure you've got both the right languages, less so now, but the right amount of capacity and latency solved. And then, of course, there's the cost to that. And some of those are much higher cost, and some of those are lower cost. And so those are some of the challenges that if I was to wave a wand today, I'd be like, boy, I don't want to have to think about that at all. I would want to think about it like a hyperscaler, where I'm like, AWS is everywhere. We pick them based on the capabilities they provide, the cost they provide, the latency down to, like, and I could make a decision, right? That would be ideal. I don't think we're there yet, from what I understand, from a voice perspective. Maybe we are. You guys would know better than me. Maybe we're making advances there faster than I'm even aware of. But that seemed to be some of the challenges balancing those things.
And if we were able to, like, you know, just give you that, or if you had that, how would it change your life?
Well, we have this belief, and it's backed by some of our data in moving from more traditional, I'm going to call them surveys, but I'll say to all of you, just think about them as a listening engine, because we trigger them in different ways, right? There's you're on a commerce website and you're trying something, and it's like not working, and you're getting frustrated. We can sense that frustration and pop you a survey, right? That's an example of it. I just got one this morning in Spotify in the app that was like, how's the listening experience? Take the survey. So there's lots of different ways that we can invoke that. Where I would love to see this go, and what it could enable us to do, is be more dynamic in the delivery of the type of listening you were able to do based on a series of factors. So, like, give you my Spotify example. Let's say I'm listening, and instead of it being something that I get that popped up in the app and I have to actually tap it, and then I'm gonna, because it's Qualtrics, they're our customer, I'm gonna have to type into, like, most of the time when I listen to Spotify, I'm on the car or on the walk. Like, if I got that survey and it just knew that, oh, this is a music based or a audio based thing, and it said, tell us what you think. And I was like, great. And it just talked to me and I did it all via voice. I'd probably be much more likely to do that survey like that and have a better experience in doing that. Where maybe if I was using Jira, I don't know, and they said, take a sur like, okay, great. Would I stop? I'm on my laptop, I'm doing work, it's between 9 to 5. Would I stop and do a voice-based one? Maybe. But I might just be able to do it like easy text or voice to text or something like that, right? So the context awareness of the options that I would want to have, I think will become more and more important and more differentiated. You can imagine the different verticals like quick serve restaurants, retail, hospitality. Some of these are really cool now. It's not after the fact. You go to a Marriott, you have a great stay. The minute you check in, you get a text, right? And it's now not after the fact, it's in the moment. Like, that'd be way cooler if I could just be like, hey, yeah, with the champagne was awesome. I don't have a tea time booked. I don't like whatever. Like, how do I use the pool or reserve a cabana? Like, you're now having this kind of in the moment interaction. If I've got to type all those things, that gets more cumbersome. Then there's going to be some that have more regulatory compliance that you have to have that may be limit. So it's a long-winded way of saying like the best of the best would be when the spectrum of those delivery and modalities is flexible.
Yeah. And is there anything about making it flexible that you would wave the magic wand at, like specifically within the kind of like making it flexible? I know you mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, probably like modality, because like 11labs right now can do, if you start speaking in Spanish and they've done it, like it'll switch over and change from English to Spanish, which is kind of magical and feels pretty cool, like, and back and forth, right? But I would want to have an understanding of the type of customer in the type of industry and the type of listening they would want to do, and have some dynamic modality choices. It sounds really nerdy, but I know you know what I mean by that. Like, right. So don't, Spotify is all mobile. It's all an audio thing. Don't ever give me a text-based survey on Spotify. That just seems stupid, right? Like, so if I could do that and I could provide that, or customers could select those kinds of, I just got my burger. I'm walking out of the restaurant. I go to grab a bite and the thing's cold. Like, am I going to go whip out a laptop or get on my phone and find the contact that, no, I should be able to be like, hey, I got this. Hey, it sucked. The burger was cold. Like, whatever.
It's less friction. Yeah,
Right.
it's
That's right.
yeah. And is there anything about like is there anything that makes this more valuable now than it was like a year ago or 2 years ago or even longer?
AI in general, like, they're just, the advances now are so fast, they're changing so fast. I don't know if there's a new law, but like Moore's law, like, you just now, the cost part of it, just like moving to the cloud, was before, like, it pretty soon that's gonna be a race to the bottom, or cents, not dollars. And then the cost question will be less of an important, but it's still a near-term thing, because for somebody like Qualtrics, we've moved from, with the exception of one business, but we've moved from licensing per seat to interactions, right? And how we charge. And so what we want and what's valuable to brands is, or customers, is increased number of interactions. So the more surveys that are responded to and completed, the more call centers, contacts that are deflected, the more, like, those are all interactions. we get paid on, like, you buy 100,000 interactions, use 90, great, use 120, we make more, we need to charge you more, use 30, you want your money back, right? Like, so there's some threshold there where we're trying to manage that. But what's great about it is that the business gets more data, the customer gets more data, which is more valuable to them because they can use AI to analyze it and target specific things. We get more interactions, which we can charge more for. So it's beneficial to both the customer and to us. AI has changed that radically. And even in our most recent conversational surveys, you can say, how was the game? Game was great, but the food was bleh. What do you mean it was bleh? Like, it can detect that it was, and you say, well, they didn't have the menu items that I, what other items would you have liked to, I'm gluten free, so I would have loved better choices than just chicken fingers and French fries. Like, now you have all this great data that the business says, and what we've actually seen in that AI implementation of a survey is it's more natural. People are having more of a conversation. They're getting more valuable data because now you can target those specific things. We're able to increase the number of interactions we have. And we actually saw that even responses went up because the person felt more heard versus just you got the one thing and you moved on to the next thing and they're like, okay, I'm done with this. Like, stupid, right? So that those advances, crazy, crazy good in the last year. And I think will continue to be.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's cool hearing about it, like at the scale that you guys operate at. Is there a number two thing that you would wave a magic wand at?
I don't know if this, lots of number two things
Yeah.
probably, but they probably have more to do with organizational dynamics, culture, speed of building, things that Aaron knows oh so well, that we've dealt with and deal with in large organizations that probably have less to do with the technology or the solution, specific to voice and AI that way.
That makes sense.
Do you just mean like compliance and red tape and procurement and all that kind of, like, is that what you're talking about, Jeff?
No, and I think it means sure those things eat away at your soul, right? But I mean more like some of the new tools and things we're exploring. Subframe, Lovable, Cursor, Windsurf, like just they just help you build so much faster. Aaron's using Claude Code and building like think like you never thought Aaron would be doing.
Never thought.
Never thought, right? So when I think my magic wand is when I say it's more the cultural things, the tools, like I just had a town hall this morning where we were talking about because now I'm leading all the product and all of experience. And I'm bringing those two organizations together, like I had previously when I worked with Aaron. And more of that now is like, well, but a product manager can build a prototype. What does that mean for me as a designer? Designer can write a great strategy document. Like, what does that mean to me? So the tools now are blurring the lines of the roles a little bit. We'll all figure that out. When you're in a small company like yours, someone like Aaron wears 10 hats. And now can do things that she never could do before. That's amazing. You're not limited by the cultural inertia of that because Aiden, Jack, Aaron, Stuart sit together and go, well, we don't want to do it. Aaron should do it. And Aaron figures it out, right? I have to go, what does that mean for HR? Is our roles going to change to compensation, to where we recruit from, like all that shit. So like if I could just focus on how do we build better and wave my wand on that second thing, I don't think you guys are set up to solve that. But that is going to be huge for big companies over the next several years.
Does any of that like is any of that more diff make voice AI specifically more difficult to bring in, or are there any specific challenges around voice AI?
None more than I think what we talked about with just kind of the, scale, latency, cost, stuff like that. Like when you demo an experience and people do it and it's voice-based, it's so natural. It blows people away. It totally blows them away because, and the things that you would even, my example I gave you about our conversational, that's still text-based, and you're typing. Even though we're seeing more turns and greater detail and responses, there's still only a level to where that will go. 'Cause you're just like, I'm not gonna type this out, this whole entire thing. But if I was just going, oh yeah, my Spotify experience, it's great. I love all the music. I wish they had these artists. Tell me more about that. Like you're gonna say 10 times more because it just feels natural. And when people actually take it, and we've built both, they go, that didn't even feel like taking a survey. And you don't have that without voice. That's a huge deal.
Super interesting. Yeah. Was there any of the voice AI providers that you've looked at and just love to know like your how you've been kind of thinking about evaluating them and that sort of thing?
If you guys want to do a follow-up, Dave on my team, who Aaron and Stuart met, is way more versed in this stuff than me, and he's been building the prototype that we showed Aaron and Stuart was from Subframe to Supabase to 11 Labs to Cursor or some version of all of those together to build this dynamic AI-driven. And what's really cool about the way he did it was you can bring in things like brand guidelines and knowledge base articles, and you can adjust tone, all the things that you would expect, right? Pick a second language, do these type of things. But what's pretty game changing about it is how AI can ask in real time based on the variation of your answers. That's our unique part to it that we obviously will continue to build out on and understand sentiment and more like those emotions than the specific just things that are more black and white that you don't get. Eventually, I think voice could help even with tone and inflection. Like, could you, like we have it right now where if it detected words that said, hey, I'm super busy, I gotta go, it knows to skip all, oh, I gotta go to the very last question and see if I get them to answer that, right? So there's some of those things, but it doesn't know if I'm like, fuck, like it probably could hear that, but it, or maybe I was like, like could it, or if I was like, this is so joyful and wonderful, like could it
Keep
understand
asking.
me? Right, you don't get that with text. You don't get that with, but you could with voice. So that could be, like, imagine a patient experience where there was a high level of anxiety, maybe, and could you detect that, and then, or maybe it was after a, some kind of major event, and you could detect more of that emotion in tone. That could be really interesting.
Yeah, that would be so amazing. I think those were all of the questions that I had, but I don't know if Aaron Aiden have questions, but
Yeah, and I was going to
this.
offer, if we want to set up something with Dave, kind of demo some of that and just show you guys. I think it was pretty illuminating for Stuart and Aaron when we showed them, but happy to do that as well.
Yeah, that's so I think that'd be great, Jeff. Thank you. I think we'll take you up on that. And like just hearing you talk about that, I think these are the most interesting places for voice. Something I was talking to Damien about yesterday and is a real area of interest for us is like you said, kind of multimodality. It's like just meet someone where they are. Like where is voice actually good versus where is text good? And there's been a couple of products we've played with, and then actually a lot of conversations with people in healthcare building agents. This has come up where like data capture when it's name or a insurance number. Like you need 100% accuracy on that stuff. And so voice actually isn't so good for some of that because there's agents that do outbound calling and they get someone's name wrong and it's like the whole thing's frustrating for everyone and the result's useless. Whereas obviously like the areas so like places like that, it's like can you integrate SMS capture to the first step so we know 100% who you are before we have an agent speak to you? But then as you
Fair.
said, areas where you actually want someone to just like tell you their thoughts and get more from them, voice is great. It's way better than text for a lot of the stuff you guys are doing. So
Yeah, I
I'm
could imagine
really
with like
interested.
medication names. Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it's like the user might not even know the name there. So you can think of all these edge cases, but I think where these systems get really powerful is like, okay, where they nail which modality makes sense, how do we actually meet you in the place where it's low friction for you to get us more from you? And then as you said, like if the voice system can actually, the other thing that voice has that is tone and emotion and all these things which you don't get that at all from text. So as you're thinking about, I think that's where this stuff gets really powerful and probably more fun for the user, which means more engagement and more data capture,
So
right?
I'll give you a great example. We're doing some of that in our surveys for customers like Marriott who have multiple brands. So for somebody like they own the St. Regis, it's more, "Good evening, Mrs. Sullivan. How was your dinner tonight? And was it all?" Where at the Moxie, it's like, "Yo, what's up?" Right? And you could literally change it by brand. I'm being extreme about it, but you get the idea, right? So that's super powerful for multi-brand companies.
100%.
And it's only kind of happening in text right now. It could also be, and the voice part of it is only more like language or like regional inflection accent, like so you get the British accent for the use. But imagine if it could be like hip hop tone language.
You gotta meet the
This
user where they are, right? We heard this literally yesterday. Like people in Texas want to hear on the phone someone with a Texan accent calling them to ask them questions. Like conversion rate was higher, and it's like you think about that across every state in every country. Like if
But
you're
you
in the
could even think
UK,
about it generationally as well, where there's certain words our kids don't say anymore or wouldn't say or wouldn't even it wouldn't you know even impact it, and you could change that. Knowing some of that information and the demographics on the fly would be cool.
I was just thinking what you said about the burgers, Jeff, because you guys have Kentucky Fried Chicken as a customer, isn't that
Yeah,
right?
Kate.
So like
Yeah,
imagine
Kate.
someone's got chicken all over their hands
Yeah.
and you want to do a survey, you probably should voice it.
Well, what we're not doing yet in those specific regions, like right now, I think some of those customers do a QR code scan on a receipt. First of all, whoever keeps their receipt for a $6 meal, right? Like, second of all, probably if you kept that receipt and then you were walking out and you had hot sauce on your hands and you hated the chicken, are you going to really pull that out, scan it with your phone? If you do that, all that kind of effort, it's probably because you're going to give us a negative review, not "this is the best damn chicken I've ever had." Like, maybe, but so there, what we're not doing a good job yet is, I would say the good examples are hospitality where you check in and the bigger companies send you a text. And now you start having a dialogue. So you have a during stay experience, not only a post stay experience. That's really valuable. We haven't done a good job of understanding that after a hair appointment or a rest. I was in a restaurant, or like, could you have some kind of geofencing or some kind of way where, "Hey, I was just in this place, I left that place," bing, automatically pops up on my phone and says, "How was the chicken?" "Oh, okay, that's pretty cool." Now I might say, "Oh, tasty." Like, but if you have to do all those jumps and hoops, it's probably because you just really are pissed off and you're going to do it. Otherwise, you're pretty much not giving any feedback at all.
Retribution feedback.
Yeah, so like I wonder about location a lot in our industries. whether that was a hospital, a doctor appointment, a restaurant visit, what like what other new capabilities will come up that then you could combine with different modalities and then different ways to have those text or voice kind of entries. Who knows? Maybe eventually 5 stars can just be like Zoom says, "How was it?" I go, and I gave it 5 stars. I don't know. Like, that could be cool.
So cool. Jeff, I realize we're at time, so I don't want to make you late for anything. But I just want to say thank you so much. Like, it's so amazingly helpful. And yeah, it's like so
Of
cool
course.
because all the answers that you share are like so meaningful and so like have a huge impact because of the scale you guys are at. So thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Great to meet you guys. And Aaron, if you want to follow up, I could see if Dave could do the demo. And then if there's any other thoughts or questions or things like that, let me know.
Cool. Yeah, I'll reach out to Gabrielle then.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, awesome. Have a
All
great
right,
rest
take
of your
care,
day.
guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank
See
you.
ya.
Great to meet you.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Jeff.